Coming up on KUCB News, Southwest Alaska is on the lookout for sick otters, and Murkowski grows frustrated with Trump policies. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Redfish Electronics. Located in the airport cargo building, Redfish sells computers, Androids, iPhones, iPads, televisions, headphones, and unlocked phones. Business hours can be obtained by calling 359-2205.
Redfish, we got stuff.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Zoe Sobel with some local news on Wednesday, June 6, 2018. Dead and dying sea otters are being found along the Aleutian Islands and the Alaska Peninsula. During an aerial survey in March, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service counted 56 dead otters from Cold Bay to Pilot Point. Otters in Port Muller and Nelson Lagoon tested positive for the streptococcus infection, a common cause of sea otter mortality. Onalaska Sea Grant agent Melissa Good has collected three dead otters in Onalaska, but she says she doesn't believe they are linked to the greater die-off or the recent unusual sightings of ringed seals around the island. If you come across a sick or dead sea otter, call Fish and Wildlife at 1-800-362-5148 or Melissa Good at 581-1876. U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell wants to push back the permitting process for the proposed Pebble Mine. Last week, the Washington Democrat sent a letter to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers asking to expand the scoping period for the controversial project plan for Bristol Bay. Specifically, Cantwell requested public meetings in the state of Washington and an extended timeline. In a statement, she wrote, quote, "Due to the importance of Bristol Bay fisheries to our economy, Washington fishermen, suppliers, and businesses have an enormous interest in ensuring that Bristol Bay salmon continue to thrive for generations," end quote. Cantwell has opposed Pebble Mine since 2014. There is currently 1 month left in the 90-day scoping period, which provides opportunities for the public to voice concerns and suggest alternatives while the Corps weighs the environmental impacts. The Corps has already held 9 public meetings in Alaska, during which more than 900 people participated. Senator Lisa Murkowski says President Donald Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs aren't good for Alaska, and she's frustrated with the inconsistency in the administration's position.
When you have kind of a suggestion out there today and it turns into a promise the next day, and then after that it's never mind, that makes it difficult.
Murkowski says the tariffs could drive up costs for the oil and gas industry, as well as construction projects at Alaska's military bases. She told reporters in Anchorage that Trump and his team need to craft clearer policies and agree to them before they're announced.
Then that's what you go out and you sell. Americans understand it, the Congress understands it, our friends understand it, our enemies understand it. But when we kind of go back and forth and forth and back, I think that that's confusing. It's difficult from a governance perspective.
Murkowski also says she's frustrated that EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt seems to be consumed by problems that she says are of his own making.
And I think that that limits then his ability to be effective on the issues that we care about.
Pruitt is facing multiple investigations into his spending, travel, and transactions with lobbyists. Murkowski says he didn't have good answers when she asked him to explain himself at a hearing she chaired last month.
And I think he knows that is not, that's not sustainable for him to be able to lead that agency.
Senator Dan Sullivan is also critical of Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs. He's issued a statement calling it a bad move to apply the import taxes on goods from U.S. allies like Canada and the European Union. Bethel's John Active died this week at 69. The renowned Yupik storyteller, translator, and radio host began his broadcasting career at KYUK in the 1970s. He's celebrated as a pioneer in native media for his work sharing and preserving the Yupik language and culture. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur has this obituary.
Over the decades, John produced a range of programs to entertain the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and to share his deep knowledge and love of Yupik ways. John helped produce the television show Waves of Wisdom, where he traveled with the late Alexi Isaac around the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, recording the oral histories of elders. John produced Tales of the Tundra, a TV show to stand your hair on end with Yupik ghost stories and tales of the paranormal. He hosted a Thursday morning Yupik language radio talk show where listeners across the YK Delta called in to discuss the topics of the day. Teachers invited John into their classrooms to tell traditional stories and his own adventures, like this one, about going to spring camp with his family as a young boy.
We learned how to snare ptarmigan on the tundra. We learned about gathering edible plants and which ones were poisonous. We learned which and what kinds of birds were around us by their calls. We learned everything about the Yupik subsistence lifestyle that we would never have learned in school.
When John was telling a story, time slowed down, and no one could look away. More invitations came from further away. He traveled as far as Boston and Hawaii, sharing his knowledge and always telling his stories. But he loved being in the YK Delta the best. Hawaii, he would say, shaking his head, was too hot. And in Boston, he'd say, making a face, they eat bugs, lobsters. John frequently appeared on PBS and NPR. Anthropologist Anne Finup Reardon and Marie Mead turned to him as they documented the Yupik culture and their long canon of books on the region. For decades, John's unique, gentle voice has guided visitors through the Anchorage Museum. John was a master of the Yupik language in its various dialects, a skill he attributes to his grandmother, Maggie Lind. He was one of the first people to translate the KYUK English language newscast into Yupik. He shared the story of his first day translating with former KYUK news director Rhonda McBride on her TV show Frontiers in 2015.
I love to watch people do news. And so I kind of fit in right away, and it was really easy for me. But the first time I was really nervous and just sweating away. Somebody told me, just imagine that your listeners, they're doing, walking around at home with no clothes, and you're watching them.
John became an accomplished translator. Holding the English news copy in his hands, he would read the words with his eyes in English while simultaneously translating aloud into Yupik. John could also translate live events in real time. It's a skill shared by only about a dozen people in the region, and his quality was matched by few. Many organizations sought John out and hired him for his ability. John loved to cook and to share what he made. Multiple times a week, he'd take over the KYUK kitchen and keep the staff and visitors well-fed with subsistence foods like goose, moose, and salmon. It was common to find fish in the sink, an entire beaver under the table, or a whole duck, feathers, beak, and all in the station's refrigerator. People shared these foods with John, and he shared them with everyone else. He was always joking, always making us laugh, and laughing at his own jokes with us. For staff hired outside Alaska, he served as our cultural guide, ready to explain Yupik concepts and patiently pronouncing the same Yupik words again and again to train our ears and throats before we went on air. In late March, after experiencing a series of strokes, John announced his retirement. He'd made this announcement before and always returned, but we held a potluck anyway. Before we ate, John stood up to address the room. It was filled with friends and KYUK staff and board members.
Everything that I do today and on the radio, try to make people laugh, make them comfortable, is I'm trying to pass on what the elders taught to me by my actions, what I learned from them. Koyana.
Koyana, John. Remembering John active in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Zoe Sobel. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecast.